Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, the Scott Mills Daily.
Let's have a weekend.
Podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's only Blue Friday and this is Mills on Radio 1. As per normal, the comments are flooding in for Only Blue Friday. Tim out of Halifax says, a perfect marriage of inappropriate choice of music and passionate vocals. I'll give you a 7.5 out of 9. I thought you were playing Crash the Wedding by Busted. Disappointed. 4 out of 10. That's from Kate. I'm an organist and that was the worst wedding march I've ever heard. That's from Ross in Dunblane Cathedral. Nick in Plymouth loved it as he got engaged last weekend and he's marrying Nadia sometime in 2012. You're right, Becky?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, it's Friday. Lloyd coming up with some more football knowledge. I'd just like to say hello to all the newly commissioned officers in the RAF I met last night in Lincolnshire.
Did you have a lovely time?
I had a lovely time and so did they.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Josie on Big Brother continues to amaze us.
Oh, she is my absolute favourite.
She's going to win, isn't
she?
Did
you see it last night?
I didn't see it, but I've heard about it.
So basically, if you don't watch it, she is blonde, bubbly and very Bristolian.
Gert Bristolian?
She is proper Bristolian and I love her. She just says the most ridiculous things.
So she's standing there.
Yeah, dressed as a robot as part of one of the tasks.
Yeah.
Which is quite difficult to move in. And she stands there, just by the kitchen table, and says this.
Oh, Keith.
Bruh.
I got a wedge.
Now... Oh, Keith, I got a wedge. Now, that would... To me, that would make me think, oh, okay, Josie wants me to remove or help her with her wedge.
Yeah.
Listen again.
Oh, Keith.
Bruh.
I got a wedge.
No, I didn't see it. What happened next?
Keith went over and was trying to pull it out.
Now, the thing is, right, when you've got
a
wedge...
She was, like, a bit surprised.
When you've got a wedge, subtlety is often the key, I think. You just do it yourself and try not to draw attention to it. Am I right?
Yeah.
I would say this is a Bristol thing, but I lived in Bristol for a good 2 years and no one ever asked me to remove their wedge for them.
I've never removed one from anybody.
Oh, Keith.
Bruh.
I got a wedge.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello?
Hey, Scott.
Oh!
Oh, all right. Yeah.
What's going on?
Nothing. I just tell you that I removed my friend's wedge and I'd do it for her any time again.
You would do it for her again and you have removed your friend's wedge?
Yeah. It's what good friends do. It's got to be done sometimes.
But why?
Well, her hands were full and I thought I'm not going to let her drop her food, a tray full of food. So I just done it for her. It's easy.
So your friend was carrying a tray of food in public?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
She actually said, oh, George, my knickers are at my bum. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll get them.
I'll get them.
It was a big group of boys sitting in front of her, so she didn't want to be, like, adjusting herself, really.
Pulled out the wedge and everyone carried on.
Yeah, no one noticed. It was fine.
She didn't want to be adjusting herself, but it's okay for you to do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose that looks even more weird, doesn't it? But never mind.
Whereabouts in actual Wales are you, please?
I'm sitting outside the house waiting for clients in Porth.
I love you so much.
Love you.
Have an amazing weekend.
And you.
High five.
High five.
High five me then on the phone.
Ready?
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, Lloyd.
Hello.
His name's Lloyd.
He's 14. He likes football, girls and penguins.
That's you.
But the chicks just aren't very keen. Cause no one likes a fella with the vuvuzela. Lloyd teaches Scott about free kicks, corners and shots. Without him, Scott would know a lot. Never a whinger, he's a ginger ninja.
World Cup South Africa 2010, we got through it only thanks to Lloyd.
He's so groovy, he's born in Shrewsbury. His football tips we all enjoy.
World Cup South Africa 2010, we got through it only thanks to Lloyd.
Laughing.
He's no wuss, he doesn't like couscous. And he's better than Paul the Octopus.
Yeah. Hey, Lloyd.
Hello.
Still enjoying that song?
Yeah, I am.
What is occurring?
Well, it's the World Cup final on Sunday.
Whoa.
It's Netherlands versus Spain.
And what are you saying about that?
Well, there's also another match, but it's the losers, really, on Saturday.
That should be a more of a wah-wah-wah-wah. Why are the losers playing again?
To decide who comes third.
But who cares?
No one.
Paul the Octopus cares.
Does he?
Yeah, he picked Germany, I think, to win that one. And I think Paul reckons Spain is going to win the main one, the World Cup.
The main one. What else do you know, Lloyd?
Do you want some facts about the Netherlands?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Mum and Dad once went to a coffee shop in Amsterdam and said that everyone was laughing for no reason. And apparently, you can get arrested for growing plants but not smoking them.
Who told you this?
It was on the internet.
You want to be careful about stuff you read on the internet, Lloyd.
Anything else?
They eat a lot of herrings and onions.
They love a cheese or two.
They do.
What about Spain then, Lloyd?
Well, there are quite a few famous Spanish people. Picasso, great artist. Enrique Iglesias, great singer. And Penelope Cruz, great acting.
Yay. Try the fish.
Are you going to tell me now, because it's Friday, what that means and why it's funny?
No, I'm still enjoying it.
What is the joke?
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke?
No. It's if they're eating in the comedy club and they should try the fish.
Well, what's funny about that? Oh, I still don't get it.
I still love this. This could run and run. Is this the last time we're going to speak to you, Lloyd?
It is, unfortunately.
Oh, God, it's gone so quick.
I know.
What are you going to do with yourself?
I don't know.
You're going to go to the car park by yourself?
I'm going to just sit here in the car with Mum.
And just think of the times it used to be.
I'll stare at the phone, wait.
Thing is, by the next time the World Cup's on, I don't even know whether we'll be on. And also, like, you'll be off with girls and stuff then.
I'll be 18.
I don't think you'll want to know us anymore.
I'll be on stage 3 by then.
Stage 3?
Oh.
Yeah, you will.
For those who weren't listening earlier in the week, that was part of Lloyd's education.
Anything else you'd like to say, Lloyd?
Can I just say thank you again to Eliza Doolittle and 30 Seconds to Mars?
A warning to Lloyd.
There you go.
The footballer boy, Lloyd. Hello.
We are.
It's done my street cred loads.
Who with?
People at school.
What are they saying?
Well, they all think that Eliza Doolittle is very good looking.
She is very good looking.
I'd like to take her to stage 2.
Oh, God.
Lloyd!
Lloyd!
I'm quite pleased this football's coming to an end.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, it's been a pleasure, as always, Lloyd. Thank you so much for being my football genius during this World Cup.
OK, thank
you. Taught me things that I never would have known without you.
Oh, will you be watching the match on Sunday, Lloyd, or have you got a game of golf?
I don't know, actually. I'll probably be watching the match.
I love it that you've just lost interest in football. Like, we've got no hope in 4 years.
2 years.
What's in 2 years again?
The Euros.
Yeah, you won't be interested by then. You won't be interested.
Yeah, I will.
Whatever. All right, Lloyd. Well, you've got a lot of fans out there. And just say goodbye to them.
Goodbye to fans. Can I just say thank you, Scott? I've loved talking to you again.
Oh, stop it, I'm going to cry. Amazing, Lloyd. Thank you.
Okay.
Podcast.
You know China?
Yes.
Somewhere I'd really like to go, actually. Now, like most countries, China at the moment is absolutely obsessed with Lady Gaga. Young people, they might not always get her lyrics or understand the words to all her songs, but they get the whole thing about Lady Gaga. They totally understand it. They get her, you know, slight rebelliousness and her kind of different and unique image, right? So they're completely sold on Lady Gaga. So what the kids are saying now on text in China, and I'm going to start doing it.
Go on.
OMLG.
What's that?
Oh, my Lady Gaga. No, that, seriously, if you want to check, ask any young person in China, they're all doing it. They'll probably reply to you if you do text a young person in China with OMLG. How good is that?
That is amazing.
I'm not making this up.
Are you going to start it? Do you think it's going to catch on?
I don't know. I'm just reading this article. They just don't say OMG anymore. In internet chat rooms and obviously on texts and just general regular conversations are filled with OMLG. I'm going to start doing that. Do you love it? Should we start?
You can go first. I'll see if I like it afterwards.
All right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.